This episode of Clipping In on the Premier Podcast Network is brought to you by
celebrating over 90 years of five-star high-quality customer service. Richard Lucas Chevrolet and Subaru, right there in Avenel, New Jersey, is my go-to spot for all of my new and used vehicles. I myself decided to upgrade, and I went from a Chevy Equinox all the way up to a Chevy Blazer Rally Sport. It's not your average Blazer. This thing hauls ass. If I get that itch to go big, I'm going big with Richard Lucas Chevrolet, and I'm going to go with the 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500. It's got the all-star four-wheel drive package with a 2.7-liter engine. Check out their entire inventory online at richardlucaschevy.com or give them a call at 800-717-6944 and tell them Chop Sports Sturge sent you. What's going on, guys? This is Dave Sturcio, owner of Chop Sports Media and Chop Studios, and today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations. They're located right in Matawan, New Jersey, inside of Weber Plaza, and all of their work is done right here in-house. Lauren and Danielle have provided Chop Studios with signage, with merchandise, you name it, they do it at Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations. They do custom and personalized decals, they do vinyl, they bedazzle clothes, jackets, pants, even something for the little ones. They create and customize cups, sneakers, even sports balls. Literally, there is no end to the possibilities that Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations can do. Lowell's also does hair and makeup, so any event coming up, either a wedding or a party or anything, if you need your hair done and your makeup done, Lowell's Beauty Bar and Custom Creations is the place to go. They even do face painting parties for all your kids. And listen, adults too, if you want to get your face painted, get your face painted. Contact them right now, 848-203-5766, or follow them on Instagram at Lowell's_studios, and of course on the old TikTok at Lowell's_studios. You will not regret this. Tell them Dave Sturcio from Chop Studios sent you. What's up, guys? It's Sturch from Chop Sports, and today I'm here to finally deliver some new happenings with our friends over at Absolute Eyewear. You already know the deal. They're stocked. They have the biggest brands, including Ray-Ban, Polo, and now introducing its newest player to their star-studded lineup, Oakley. They work with all your major insurance companies, including BCBS, AARP, and so much more. If you check out Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, next to the train station, you'll receive $100 off any prescription frames and lenses. That's $100. Check them out right now by either calling 732-326-3937 or visit their website, absolute-eyewear.com. Tell them Chop Sports Sturch sent you.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Clipping In with Nick Scortino. So, yes, I understand it has it's been a little while, to say the least. It's been a little over a month. I haven't stopped using the Peloton. I just I didn't have like a whole lot of time to really sit down and sit down and record. I just had a lot going on, school, and a couple other things going on as well. And, just didn't have enough time to sit down and, record, which it happens. There's another thing that I'm working on, a secret project, as you will, which will be announced later on my personal Instagram, probably later this week. But we're keeping that where it is right now. But a lot has happened. I hit two special milestones for myself, which I'm very proud of myself for being able to achieve them. I've taken a couple other in-person live classes since then. And, I've been, just chipping away with Peloton. And, the other thing, too, I'm going to get into it too later in the episode about how I personally stack my classes. And we'll go over that, and we'll go over, just some different food and drink choices that I've currently discovered. And without further ado, let's just dive right into it. So I've officially hit two special milestones for myself. I hit one full year with Peloton. Obviously we're a little past it because my year with Peloton was February 20th. and I've officially surpassed that. So I was very, very happy to hit that milestone of working out for a whole year. And, you know, it's crazy to see the results. You know, I've gone to a couple weddings so far, and I had to buy a whole new suit for said weddings. And honestly, I can basically thank Peloton for that, because I don't think I would have been able to, I wouldn't have been able to buy a new suit, let alone drop, I believe it was six suit sizes. I believe I could be wrong on that, that guesstimate, but yeah, I was able to, you know, do that. Thankfully for hitting a whole year of doing Peloton every day, doing something every day. And it's helped out tremendously. Just in my daily routine, it's something I gotta get done. I gotta do regardless. So my day can be complete, basically. And, you know, I really enjoy doing it, because it's the one time of the day where I can just, you know, clip in or tie my running shoes, or, you know, lay out my mat and, you know, find the workout that I want to do and get done. So, yeah, I'm just very proud of myself to be able to stick with it for a year, because I thought after a couple weeks I would be burnt out or it would fade away and I wouldn't really do anything. And it's been the complete opposite. I've been pushing myself harder and harder each time I do a workout, and still to this day, I push myself to, to test my limits. And, you know, I never back down from any sort of challenge that it might throw at me, whether it be, my body or my, just mentally where I'm at, if, you know, depending on how I'm doing it during the week or whatever. But no matter what life or my mind may throw at me, I always just put my blinders on and stay focused and, you know, put my head down, get my workout in, and, you know, good to go. So that was the first big milestone that I hit. And then later, I was able to take a in-person class, which was Kendall's 30-minute country ride from March 4th. And I had never taken a country class because, if I'm being honest, I'm not a very big country fan. When I'm working out, it's more metal, hip hop, pop punk, rock, that type of music. And so country was never really in my cards, and I just never really enjoyed listening to it. But coincidentally, that country ride was my 1,000th cycle class. So I have officially hit the comma club, as most people say in the Peloton community, but I have officially hit the comma club in Peloton. I'm very happy about that. And, you know, I'm just pumped up that I was able to stay consistent and do that. And, you know, like everything I said before with hitting a year, hitting 1,000 classes pretty much under a little bit over a year is absolutely fucking wild. But yeah, I was able to do that. I now have I bought the Peloton sweatshirt for 1,000 before I hit it, because it was on sale. It's a little pricey, but I was able to get it for a good price. And you know, so I'm very happy about that. I can now wear that proudly because I have surpassed the 1,000 mark. But yeah, there's really no words to describe how that was. It was a whole lot of fun. I had so much fun that day. Be a little controversial, but I can tolerate country music now to a certain extent. There's a couple artists, Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, Florida Georgia Line, those guys, I can tolerate most of their music. The other ones, not really. There's a couple other songs that, you know, I've heard that I don't mind to listen to, but it's still not high up on my list of what's it called, on my list of music genres that I listen to. So, but while we're speaking on the live classes, which, you know, that was also a very fun class to be in. I did take some other, there was two other live classes that I was in February that I did not get a chance to talk about. And that was, I was in Kendall's 30 minute, 2010s ride from, January 29th. I don't know if I talked about that one. I might've, I might not have, I think I did. But yeah, I had taken that class, and I was fortunate enough to take Alex Toussaint's 30-minute Club Bangers ride from February 3rd, which, man, that was a whole lot of fun because that was my first class with Alex in studio. So, but goddamn, that was a whole lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. It was a great playlist, a very fun, high-energy class with a fantastic playlist to just, you know, jam out to all. We're all moving on bikes that are going nowhere, but yeah, that was a whole lot of fun to have in the studio with Alex, and I really enjoyed that that experience, and I can't wait to take another one of his classes. So, yeah, so basically transitioning now into the month of February and how I finished. I did 70 cycle classes, 31 running, 29 stretching, 21 walking, 18 strength classes. I burned a total of 31,494 calories. My total output was 11,827. Total time was 36 hours and 19 minutes, and my total biking distance was 360 miles. I killed it in those 29 days. And then for the month of March so far, I have done 36 cycling, 16 stretching, 7 strength, 6 running, 5 walking, 3 rowing, which I'll get into, and 2 cardio. I've burned a total of 13,349 calories. My total output so far is 5,400. Total time, 15 hours, 27 minutes, and I've biked for a total of 166 miles. So the reason why there are 3 rowing classes is because I was fortunate enough to go visit one of my buddies with a couple of our other friends down in North Carolina. And the Saturday that we were there, I got up early in the morning wanting to get my workout in, and there was a rower rowing in his apartment complex. So I was fortunate enough to try out rowing. Safe to say, rowing was fun until the next couple of days when I couldn't feel my entire body because it hurt so much because I had never done it before. I took a couple classes with, it was Katie Wang and, Matt Wilber. So those are the two class. Those are the couple classes I took, for rowing. And yeah, that was a whole lot of fun. I'm still doing the running, still doing that, a whole lot of fun. I do enjoy getting on the treadmill and doing that. We're still killing the classes. So far I'm pulling up the, so far I've done, 1,810 total workouts with Peloton. I've done 1,035 cycling, 312 stretching, 220 strength, 106 cardio, 66 running, 60 walking, 8 yoga, and 3 rowing. So obviously I'm going to hit that yoga milestone this week. Gonna give myself a little break and do some yoga because I definitely need to move my body in a different way that's not running or cycling or shadow boxing or any sort of strength class. Because the last strength class I did was I needed to take a break from the bike. And I think because I couldn't hit I couldn't take a cycling class because I was on the 999 and I wanted to save that for when I went in studio. So I took Andy Spears' 30-minute full body strength class for Blink-182, which I never got a chance to take. Oh my God, that killed me. I was hurting for days because I had not done a full strength class, let alone a strength class in a while. So, oof, that one was tough, but that was a hell of so much fun to take. I really enjoyed that. The other class that I enjoyed taking, I took it on demand, was Olivia Amato's 30-minute Olivia Rodrigo ride. That one's a lot of fun. If you have not taken that ride, I highly suggest it. A whole lot of fun. But yeah, so transitioning now to a little piece that I want to add in here, which is how I stack my classes that I take. So basically, the short answer to this is when I'm cycling, running, doing whatever, I just try to find classes that have good playlists of music I want to listen to. That's basically it, because I want to obviously, unless it's a live class, then I don't know, obviously won't know what the songs that are going to be played in the class are. But yeah, that's pretty much what I do. Stacking classes for me basically consists of just finding whatever rides I can find that are going to have some good music. So like, for example, my workout today was a 5-minute warm up with Olivia Amato. Then I jumped into Alex Toussaint's 30-minute all for one ride for Migos, which was an absolute blast to take. I'm probably going to take that multiple times after that. Then I did a 15-minute Blink-182 lane break, followed by a cool down from Kendall, and then 10 minutes of arms and lightweights with Camila, and then a 5-minute post ride stretch. So that was the consistent. That was the workout I chose to do today. Yeah, pretty much a lot of it. I look up the music that I want to listen to and take. So I do that. Sometimes I take classes I've already taken multiple times. I've taken the Blink-182 ride with Kendall a whole bunch of times. The Linkin Park ride. Linkin Park run, Blink-182 run. Obviously, you know, those classes are always going to be up there for me. Olivia Amato Skrillex run is a fantastic class as well. There's a whole bunch of hip hop, club bangers, 2000s, 2010s classes. There's a whole wide array of classes that you can take on the platform. And, you know, pretty much I just try to find ones that have good playlists. And a lot of times I do tend to lean more towards the pop punk classes, because that's one of my favorite genres to listen to. And yeah, that's just the way it goes for that. Because for me, depending on the class, a lot of the times my effort and energy is going to be tied to the type of music that's playing. So like, for example, during when I took Alex Toussaint's All for One Migos ride today, I was jamming out the whole time and put a whole lot of energy into that one. But yeah, that's pretty much what I do in terms of stacking my classes. So moving along to the food and drink part. Food wise, I haven't really been doing too much of dieting. I have really just been kind of eating what I want when I want, as opposed to being a little bit stricter with myself, which it happens. I can't just start restricting everything all at once. It's got to be in moderation and over time, which I'm going to start getting back into, because I've noticed myself, tend to slip a little bit back into my old ways of eating whatever and eating a whole bunch of snacks, which I definitely gotta stop. But we're working on it. It's okay. I'm a work in progress. That I know. So yeah, there's that. Drinking wise, I'm still sober. I still have not had any sort of alcoholic beverage or drink in a very, very long time, probably over 5 months at this point, I want to say. Yeah, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. I've never felt better. I've gone to different events and stuff where I haven't drank, and they've had a non-alcoholic beer option that I've had, or I just get a soda, a diet soda or something like that. Some things I have found that I tend to have by myself are, there's a non-alcoholic white Riesling wine, which I don't remember the the name exactly. I'm trying to see if I can find it real quick. Ugh, it's going to bother me. But so pretty much I found that. I'm going to get the name of it in a second. But I've been having that, which I recently discovered. I just picked up the non-alcoholic White Claws, which have been I had all four of the flavors. I will tell you all four of the flavors in a second because I'm going to find this wine because it's pissing me off that I don't remember what it is. It is, it's like Zine Wine something. It's got a funky ass name. All right, I can't find it on here apparently, or I'm just an idiot, which is also very, very likely. It's like, oh wait. It's Leitz. Okay, here we go. It's Leitz Eins Zwei Zero. That was the wine that I found. and it's a Riesling. So there's that. Then the White Claws I found, which are non-alcoholic as well. The flavors consist of lime, yuzu, black cherry, cranberry, mango, passion fruit, and peach, orange blossom. They're all really good. They're only 15 calories, and they have electrolytes in them as well. And yeah, I mean, I enjoy them. For what they are, I don't have any issues with them. It's nice to switch it up sometimes because I was getting sick and tired of just drinking the non-alcoholic beer, so I was trying to find different ways to switch it up, and I tried spiritless. Kentucky bourbon, which, if I'm being honest, was really not that good. It really had to be mixed, which was an issue for me because I did like to drink some bourbon straight or on the rocks, and I couldn't really do that because it was just, it didn't really taste good. But I did find a solution to that, which comes in the form of Almave, which is a non-alcoholic tequila. It sounds gross when you say it like that, but it is actually really good. I can sip it on the rocks, or I've made a couple margaritas with it as well. It's really good. They're coming out with a Blanco of it soon. But yeah, that's been the one thing I've really enjoyed a lot, and that's pretty much become my go-to drink right now, other than obviously the White Claws and now the Leitz non-alcoholic Riesling. Those have really been the stars of my sober journey so far. And obviously I still have some beer. I still have some Guinness Zero. I still have I have non-alcoholic Corona. Athletic Brewing is still always going to be a top one for me. But yeah, luckily for me, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I've got my Guinness Zero on deck, so I'm ready to go to have a couple Guinnesses and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, that's that's how the sober journey is currently going. It's still going strong. I really have been enjoying myself with it. I've been, I've gone to a couple weddings without having a drink, and it's been very nice to get up the next morning and be fine, as opposed to getting up the next morning and being severely hungover and feel like crap. So I don't miss that whatsoever. The other thing, the other thing that I tried, we were out to dinner, and me and my family, and we went out with some friends. I thought it'd be a good idea to try a non-alcoholic red Cabernet wine. Holy shit. Was I wrong? Because it was absolutely disgusting. And I basically I'm like, I will drink the white wines because the red wine is absolutely gross, and I will not drink that ever again. I did not even finish. I had one glass of it and I got rid of it. I could not drink it. It was like hand on heart red wine cab, which was disgusting. Yeah, I do not recommend that. If you're going to get non-alcoholic wine, I suggest getting maybe a white wine, like a Sauvignon Blanc, a Pinot Grigio, or this Riesling, which I had stated earlier. Those are definitely the ones I'd say to look out for. But yeah, sober journey is going well. Luckily, these companies are coming out with some more non-alcoholic options for me and all the other people that are not drinking. So I'm really enjoying that, and it's been a whole lot of fun. Now to close this out, we'll talk a little bit about some music. So basically what I have been listening to really on Spotify has been a little bit of Tate McRae. I'm not gonna lie, I do really enjoy her music. Her song X's is really good. It's got a remix as well. They're also very good. Listening to ID GAF featuring Yeet with Drake and Yeet. Fantastic song. Gets me hyped every time I listen to it. Then I've been listening to Logic came out with a new song called Fear. That has a slushy remix, which is absolutely fantastic remix of the song. I've been really enjoying that. Identical Days by You Found, another great pop punk song. Every Chance I Get with DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, and Lil Durk. Oh, that song gets me hyped up so much. I basically listen to that most days when right before I work out to basically get myself hyped up. That's been great. And obviously still Blink-182, been listening to Blink Wave, You Don't Know What You Got, Anthem Part 2 and Anthem Part 3, the whole shebang. Stockholm Syndrome, that's one of my favorite songs off the self-titled album. I really enjoy that. And then Linkin Park came out with a new song called Friendly Fire, which if you have not listened to it, you gotta go listen to it. It is a absolutely fantastic song. It sucks hearing Chester's voice on these songs, like for Lost and for this, just knowing that he's not there. But oh my god, it's such a fantastic song. Words cannot describe listening to it for the first time. Like I would go back and listen to it again for the first time if I could. But yeah, I've been listening to all that. That's pretty much it in terms of music. There hasn't been anything like crazy. I mean, if I'm being honest, I threw a little country into my playlist, but really just some Florida Georgia Line. Been listening to a little bit of them again since the class. Oh, one song, another song, New Mode by Kid Cudi. Ooh, fantastic. Pretty much describes how I'm doing with this. I'm pretty much in a new mode. But yeah, so I think that wraps up everything that I wanted to get to. You know, I want to talk about the two milestones I hit, how I create my stacks for my classes, and get into a little bit of music, a little bit of non-alcoholic alternatives and things like that. So, thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a fantastic day.